Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the California Angels and the city of Los Angeles, on the occasion of Her Majesty's royal visit, please welcome internationally renowned opera star Enrico Palazzo.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
Steps into it, passes, caught, digs, sideline, touchdown, unbelievable, Vikings win it.
Here's your ball game, folks, as Flutie takes the snap. He drops straight back, has some time, now scrambles away from one hit, looks, uncorks a deep one for the end zone, Phelan is down there.
Oh, he got it!
He got it!
He got it!
Touchdown! 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 Touchdown, Boston College!
Christie kicks it high and short. Going to be fielded by Lorenzo Neal at the 25.
Yeah,
pitches it back to Wycheck. He throws it across the field to Dyson.
He's got something.
30,
he's
40,
got something.
50.
He's got it.
40,
he's got
30,
it.
20. 10.
He's got
5,
it.
End zone. Touchdown, Titans. There are no flags on the field.
Under center is Wangler at the 45. He goes back. He's looking for a receiver. He throws down to the player.
Play clock at 5. Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler. Unreal. Malcolm Butler.
Hey, Utah. What up, everybody? Palazzo Podcast, 2LCZ's here live and uncensored in your face here on a Tuesday evening at 7:04 Eastern Standard Time. Live right now. Get in the live chat. Open it up. Express yourself. Week 5, anger. Week 5, hope. Week 4, bitterness. Week 4, joy. Whoever you are, whether you're Dontavian Wicks or you happen to be Rashee Rice, who no longer will play football this season, most likely. Either way, we want to hear from you. Because me, myself, Michael Govier, and my pal, my main man, my partner for all time, the man himself, Mike Virginia, coming off a
great job.
Tough loss in the baseball realm of things right now. Mike, it's a heavy heart you got right now. We appreciate you showing up.
Yeah, 7 guys left on base is not going to get it done. We are now 0-9 in the last 9 postseason games here for Baltimore. So, but tomorrow is a brand new day. We got, again, 4:30 p.m. Eastern. You got Zach Eflin on the bump tomorrow, so hopefully better days. But we got to hit. You got to knock in guys. That's baseball. And this is a football show, but if you get on base, and especially if you have guys in scoring position, that's how you win postseason baseball. If you can, and something completely opposite than what the Tigers did today. The Tigers hit with guys on base, beat the Houston Astros.
Go Tigers!
Kudos and congratulations to you, Mr. Govier.
Woo!
Genius, genius,
AJ Hinch is a genius. Scott Harris is a god. See, when everybody's winning, everybody who runs the show is legendary and otherworldly human beings. But when it's going poorly, those people are the devil. They suck. They need to quit their jobs. But right now, the Tigers are on fire and the Orioles are struggling. This classic situation of if you're hot, it matters in baseball seems to be really relevant, maybe more than any other sport in the playoffs.
Yeah, agreed. And a team like the Tigers, right? And it's not about what you did in May or April, right? It's what you're doing now. The teams that make the World Series sometimes aren't. I'm not sitting here saying the Tigers are bad. Sometimes the best teams don't always make the World Series. It's the hottest team that makes the World Series. So keep that in perspective as well. But Govier, I am super pumped for you guys. I thought you guys had a great end of the season.
Utah
baseball. Baseball in Detroit is a great thing. So, and Tarek Skubal looked good, and they got a lot of scrappy guys in there. So, kudos to you guys. I hope, and I hate the Astros. I hope you guys kick their ass tomorrow too.
Locked in.
Great job.
Yeah, nobody's rooting for the Astros. Nobody would. Everyone's sick of them. In fact, we have the advantage where MLB might actually want us to win. You know when a league actually fiddles with things and people say, well, they want them to win. The Tigers are on that side of it. If there's anything nefarious that needs to go in their favor, the Tigers are the team people want to see that with. So I'm really pumped. Two wins. That's what we need here on the Palazzo Podcast. Two L's, two Z's.
You talk.
Two mics.
Give me two.
A lot of twos in the air today. Although week five waiver wire is looking like a place where there's still opportunity for you to acquire a win or two over the next couple of weeks. It's not over yet. Everyone calm down.
Who is your, I'll ask you this. Who is your number one waiver wire ad of the week? Like overall, who is the guy that you're targeting?
Well, I put Dontayvion Wicks on the cover, but maybe it's Joe Flacco. The Joe Flacco era in Indianapolis kicks off. Is it time? Party's over for my main man, Anthony Richardson.
Joe Cool, baby. That's what he does. So for me, if you're playing a two quarterback league or if you're a guy that needs a quarterback, Joe Flacco makes for an interesting ad here. For me, I think it's Dontayvion Wicks. I think it's between him. And it's also worth noting that Christian Watson went out and is likely going to be on IR again. The guy just can't stay healthy.
Yep. So glad I turned to that trade. Remember, we looked at that trade? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. So for me, Dontayvion Wicks saw double-digit targets, got two touchdowns. You know, he's going to be probably the 1B to the 1A of Jaden Reed. So Jordan Love is back, and he's humming. He gets a great matchup. If you look at the Packers' schedule, they got a great matchup for wide receivers coming up. The Rams are second-worst secondary in football, and the Cardinals are bottom 10. So two back-to-back games where he'll be serviceable at with Jordan Love at the helm. Dontayvion Wicks is for me is going to be a guy that is a must add. 13 targets there with Jordan Love, so you can see he's a favorite there. And he's got the Rams coming up here, then Arizona I believe is after that game there. Scroll down a little bit, yeah, Arizona, and then after that it gets Houston, gets Jacksonville. So there's a lot of fantasy gold here and goodness here with Dontayvion Wicks. If you need a receiver, I will be making him my number one priority. Especially now that the Eagles are on bye week, and we're starting to hit the byes.
First byes of the year.
Yeah, you're going to start seeing a lot of guys on bye that you're going to be filling in here yet. The running back, my number one running back ad this week, OVA, is Trey Sermon. If you own Jonathan Taylor, you need to go out and get him. I'm not sure how serious the ankle sprain is. They said it's a mild high ankle sprain. They are facing the Jacksonville Jaguars again, divisional matchup here, but I think you got to back up that investment. If you need a running back bad like I do, Trey Sermon makes for a good ad. If you don't get Dontayvion Wicks, I personally don't think Jonathan Taylor will play this weekend. Winnable matchup versus Jacksonville, they're going to want him for the whole season. They're certainly not going to want to risk him. That's just my opinion. And again, speculative ad is what we're talking about here. If he sits, Trey Sermon's got a pretty nice spot there against Jacksonville, so he's my number two ad.
Okay. Locking you in. Mike's came yep. Locked and loaded, prepared for today's show. That's what we're talking about here on the Palazzo Podcast.
Two you talk.
Give me two. I want to congratulate a guy real quickly. Yes, this is the football version, but the Palazzo Podcast Invitational, the baseball version, season's over, and our main man Dane is the overall winner of the Palazzo Podcast Invitational. The fourth winner. He joins the pantheon of legends who get the Yoo-Hoo shower, which is a really old joke. It goes back to like 2022. Somebody thought a Yoo-Hoo shower was something that was misunderstood, but it was like a Yahoo thing on Twitter. I don't know what happened there, but I just know as soon as I see Yoo-Hoo shower, I think of our Palazzo Podcast Invitational Baseball Tournament, which had 75 members this year. We're hoping to crack 100 for 2025, so start thinking about that. But Mike, before we ever get to 2025 baseball, we're here locked in on 2024 NFL football. And Joe, who's one of our regs, what's up, Joe? He wants to know, hey guys, rate this team. Mikey's got Love, Chase, Kirk, Worthy, Ladd, and Kyren Williams is good. Joe Mixon, who the Houston Texans could use. Monty, Moss, Kelsey, Corum, Braylon Allen, Pearsall, who got shot. Stream kickers and defense. Looks like a pretty good team, I would say.
This looks like a 10-team or less team league. I mean, Joe, looks good, man. I like. I don't think you have necessarily a weakness here. Obviously, you need guys like Mixon to get healthy here. it's going to be one of those things too, where, you know, you play the waiver wire and try to improve, but overall, man, you got this many guys in a 12 team league. That's crazy, dude.
Wow, dude.
I hate people like this on Twitter too, but I'm going to crack this joke. I'm going to be that guy. Please invite me to your league next year. I would like to know what the hell the rest of your league mates are.
Don't be that guy.
I'm that guy.
That's
cool. I'm that guy. Yeah. But it looks like a pretty solid team there. I love Monty. Love Jamar Chase. He's turning it on. Zach Moss. He's been up and down, but he's starting to look good. I think Kelsey can be a guy that, again, that you talked about it earlier there, Joe. I think Kelsey can be a guy that can benefit from the Rashee Rice going down and Xavier Worthy. I do think they add a receiver, though. They were talking about it on ESPN before I jumped on the show. They always add that, like, low-end wide receiver. So, like, you know, they added Mecole Hardman back last year from the Jets. They added dude from Florida. Sucks. What's his name?
Kadarius Toney, the legend.
Kadarius Toney, yes. Yes.
Didn't work out. He did win a Super Bowl, though. So
yeah, he did have a nice play in the Super Bowl, I believe. So
yeah.
Solid team there, Joe. I like it.
Tell you what, man. Doesn't matter what's happening with the Chiefs right now. We all know that the Chiefs are going to be in the Super Bowl again. Doesn't matter what happens.
4-0, man.
They are 4-0. They're having all the nightmares happen. Like Rice, Hollywood Brown, he was lost. They've losing a lot. Mm-hmm. And now Joe's trying to push Sky Moore on me. That's been done a lot. We've pushed him a lot. People tried to push Sky Moore many times. Is it finally going to click for some reason because they're that desperate?
No. Nope. I don't think so. I think they actually add somebody. And I think this obviously ups like a Justin Watson probably a little bit here too. So, I know a lot of people are going to be looking to push and elevate Xavier Worthy here too. Keep in mind, he's still a rookie. I'm not saying that he won't see some targets or increased targets here, but I would pump the brakes here a little bit. I think he's kind of a wild
card. Joe's saying he's trash. He's clarifying for us now. So he didn't want to get labeled as a Sky Moore guy.
I'm not a Sky Moore guy.
We would never want to do that to you.
Jamie says they're trading for Davante Adams. I don't think that happens. We're not going to trade him within the division. I would be shocked if they did that. But I think the number one team that should be on the phone right now with them is the New York Jets. I think the New York Jets should be the first team calling them. And I know Rodgers is probably going to be hopping all over that to get him on his team after that week four embarrassing loss there to the Denver Broncos at home.
Hell, let's trade him to the Chargers.
Go Chargers, go.
Since we're trading Devontae everywhere, I mean, just trade him to every single team in the division. But what about the Jets? The Jets lose 10-9 to this Broncos D is looking every week. This Broncos D is definitely a must-start defense week to week. They might not score a lot of points on defense, or I don't know, they don't rack up a ton of defensive points, but they keep the numbers down every week and they limit yards, it seems.
Yeah, and Pat Surtain, we talked about it on Sunday's show. By the way, check us out Sundays, 11:15 Eastern. We do the help you out with Start State questions there. Live chat popping, man. So make sure you guys check us out there if you're watching us here on Sundays, 11:15 Eastern Standard Time. So to your point, Denver's a great defense. I was surprised they won that game. I think New York left some points on the board. I think missing some field goals there. Greg Zuerlein, who's usually pretty reliable, missed the kick there at the end. And Rodgers took some accountability there, saying he needs to be better. But Breece Hall looked bad in that game. That was Garrett Wilson still a guy that people are now labeling as maybe a possible bust. Week four was very, very weird. And I think a lot of people are jumping to too many conclusions. I will admit I was one after week one. So I think this week is going to be a little bit of a different story for these guys. So real quick, can I bring up something in the Palazzo Podcast Invitational that we had, Gove? I want to bring this up here. I don't know if you're listening here, whoever I beat. He's in first place in our league. It's a 12 team half point PPR. Love Taylor's TDs. Looks like his name is Brendan.
Brendan.
I was down in that game, mind you, going into Sunday night. I have Mr. Derrick Henry. Okay, so he had nobody left. I was down by quite a bit. I ended up winning 115.72 to 112.40. You can see it here on the screen live on the YouTube channel here.
Way to go, Mike! I believe my first win is a brother of someone in our league. So.
Okay, first win of the season for your boy here. I've had a lot of injuries there. If you scroll down to my team, I got Cooper Kupp, obviously not playing here. But Henry went off for 35.9 points, 199 rushing TDs, and one receiving touchdown, which was nice. But yeah, I'm hurt right now. I need Cooper Kupp back. Do I have Cooper Kupp on this team? I think I have him on this team.
Well, if you did, he's on your IR, I assume. If we allow IR. Let's see.
Scroll down.
Show bench players. No Kupp here.
No. I'm thinking of a different league. But look at that. I benched Jordan Addison last second, by the way. Benched him last second.
Great job.
Last second. Hey, speaking of benchings, dude. I mean, nice win here, by the way. Look at this. You got solid output. Isaiah Likely, who you started, still isn't doing anything. Seems that the offense is all running now. Like, they've made a choice. You know what? I'm sick of you guys trying to ruin our team with the pass. John Harbaugh said, back to basics, run this ball all day long. And that's what they're going to do now forever and ever. And that's what Kenneth Walker III did. He had 3 touchdowns when I was really hesitant to start him on Sunday, remember?
Well, I told you. I told you to start him.
You did say it. You say start your studs. And yeah. I was like, I want to see what happens for a week. I did start him. I have him a lot. So I started him in like 2 leagues. Like, I'll give him a couple shots, but I sat him in more than I started, and I must admit that. And he only had 12 carries for 80 yards. Seattle got ripped. It's not like he was dominant, but the 3 touchdowns are just so big, so big. That'll never happen again this season. Never.
Yeah. And we saw some Zach Charbonnet run in there as well. So, man, the Seahawks look pretty good. DK Metcalf had a bad fumble in that game after singing his praises. But yeah, it was a crazy week for it. Did you guys end up winning that game? I believe you did, right?
Oh, dude. The Lions won 42-29. They took care of business. Yeah. Jared Goff went 18 for 18 and caught a touchdown pass, everybody. There will not be a better game, I don't think. Honestly, this season. I'm not kidding. It's been tough to top his performance.
Did you see that graphic? I got 2 funny stories with the Lions here. Did you see that graphic that had Jared Goff and then the number of touchdowns that he has versus the touchdowns that nobody else has? So, like, he has more touchdowns than like some really big name players that haven't caught a touchdown, like Garrett Will. All right, it wasn't Garrett Will. But it was funny.
I believe it.
And then they asked Dan Campbell, like, hey, why'd you give the game ball to Jahmyr Gibbs? Like, Goff went 18 for 18 and he caught a score. And he's like, nah, now I feel like shit because I just gave
Gibbs. That's funny. I love that. Hey,
great job.
Great job, Goff. Here's the timeshare, if you will. Snap shares from week 3 to week 4. So Charbonnet was not just a total afterthought. He 42% of the snaps to Walker's 59. Mike, you were right about this. You called it on Sunday saying, hey, Charbonnet's still going to be involved in this offense. So keep an eye on that, because if it's touchdown dependent heavy, which will never happen again for Kenneth Walker III, like what happened on Monday night, then it's going to be tougher. It's going to be tougher to play him week to week.
Yeah. Another guy that I want to bring up that you and I were both right on is Mr. Juwan Jennings. We were getting hammered in the live chat here about how he has no value with Kittle and Debo Samuel back. And Juwan Jennings had himself a pretty solid game, if I'm not mistaken. But he did still have some run there. So I do think his opportunities go get less and less as the season progresses for where if those guys stay healthy. But had 6 targets, 88 receiving yards. Like, obviously, the 3 touchdown game probably never happens. It's probably his best game of the year there. But Juwan Jennings still has value in a locked and loaded San Francisco offense. Not to mention, too, soft tissue injuries between Kittle and Debo Samuel can always resurface. If I am a Juwan Jennings owner, I am not dropping him. So, if anything, you can maybe flex him during some of the bye weeks and hope for a score. But at the same time, too, soft tissue injuries can reoccur, can happen again. Juwan Jennings could be at the forefront again if one of these guys goes down between Debo and Kittle. You can see here on the screen here too. You got a 57% snap share. So obviously not what he saw in week 3, which was 85%. But again, still going to get some run here. I think he's a mid to low end flex play moving forward, especially during the bye weeks.
I love it. I love it, dude. I love you, and I love football. And this is the Plot the Podcast. I love this place.
Utah.
2 L's, 2 Z's.
Give me 2.
Debo played 76 snaps, so he played a lot, but he didn't do too much. 3 catches, 38 yards, 14 yards rushing. He was limited in terms of his production, just like we told you here on Sundays. And don't forget, it's always Sundays and Tuesdays. Tuesday nights at 7, Sunday mornings at 11:15 a.m. We're here twice a week, guaranteed. Plot the Podcast, 2 L's, 2 Z's, twice a week. It should be
Utah.
Very easy to remember. Give I just 2. Updated the overall banner on our YouTube page to give you the schedule, because people keep asking. It's a very simple schedule right now. We're here for you. We're always going to be here for you because we love you guys.
And the fireworks, too. Look at that.
Whee! Jamie says, MJ, you're 3-in-the out of rhythm, I believe. Oh, I'm 3-1. Great. Okay, that's cool. Won that one last year, too. Great job.
Great job.
What about Drew here? This is a good one.
Yeah, he's looking to sell Travis Etienne and Xavier Worthy in a package for a wide receiver. What value should I go for? Drew, I will be honest here, man. I love you. I love that you're here. It's always nice for us to kind of get an idea of who you're picking up or who you're targeting, because here's how I would answer this question. Shoot for the stars. I have no idea what your league mates look like, but I would go high and then work your way down. We talked about that a lot about this in fantasy baseball. There's just too many guys to name for this question. So in terms of value, like I said, if there's a guy that you're targeting or think like, hey, do you think I could get him? That would probably be a better question in terms of us giving you a solid answer, because for this to be so open-ended, I would say go after Tyreek Hill, go after Jalen Waddle, go after Devontae Adams, whatever. Wow. Yeah. You can literally put any of those guys. I have no idea what your league mates are like, but again, Travis Etienne's a high-profile running back, hasn't been the guy that we've seen in previous years. Obviously, he's not performing well. Xavier Worthy is kind of a flex play wide receiver right now. So I think you can, in a nutshell, I think you can target and it also depends on what you're looking for, right? If you're – kind of receiver you're looking for. Are you looking for like a number one wide receiver for your team, a wide receiver two? I think you can go after maybe a guy like DK Metcalf, Devontae Adams. I think you can go after a guy maybe like Jalen Waddle. Like, I think all those guys are probably in that realm that you could probably target. But I'd be also interested to know too, which is another part of this for your question here, Drew, who else is on your team? If you were to lose ETN, which is, again, one of your running backs, do you have somebody that you can replace him with?
That's a good point. You know, the Miami offense is a nightmare now. It's a real rough go. It could be a lost season for Miami all the way around in real life football, barring some comeback, because Monday night, I didn't watch that game at all. But the final box scores, I mean, this is a joke. The Jets and the Broncos, 65 passing yards for Nix or something, like 85 total passing yards for Bo Nix as an NFL quarterback in a real game. It's week four. It's not week one. And then what you see with the Titans, Will Levis got hurt. In comes old man Mason Rudolph. So now he's a factor, at least in Superflex leagues, which I'm not excited about. I'm not excited about Mason Rudolph? Randolph? I can't even remember. Muson Rondolph? I don't know. The guy sucks. And he didn't do anything, but Tony Pollard and Spears ran the ball a lot and helped Tennessee's offense look decent.
Yeah. Rugrat brings up a good point here too, Drew L. You're gonna have a hard time finding a buyer. And we talk about this too, and Govier brings up this point a lot. You never sell at your lowest point. For a guy like Travis Etienne, who you probably drafted within the top four rounds, you never sell at their lowest point here. Because again, if he comes off to a, you know, goes off in the next couple of games, you're going to wish that you traded for something a little bit higher. So wait till Travis. Here's what I would do with that. I would wait until Travis Etienne has a bounce back game, maybe gives you 80 yards, total yards and a touchdown here, and then look to sell. So I would not be looking to sell at his lowest point, which is right now. So that's something that we preach a lot here on the Palazzo Podcast. Two L's.
And we give it back to you, the people.
Utah.
That is correct.
Give me two.
There you go. What about Search Nicks here? Here's one. This is one a lot of people might ask.
Yeah, I know this is tough, and I totally understand it here, the frustrations with Mark Andrews. I can't drop him. I think here's the thing. What I would do is, if you have a bench spot on your team, and I know a lot of people are saying to drop him. I think if you have a bench spot on your team that you can play around with, I would look to pick up another tight end and bench him until he comes around. I just don't know if you can drop a guy like Mark Andrews in case that he somehow turns it around with Baltimore. I know it has not been good through 4 weeks, but the tight end landscape as a whole, and I'm not hedging my bet here, but the tight end landscape as a whole has not looked good overall. So, and he's being outsnapped by Isaiah Likely. I get that. They came out and said earlier in the week that Mark Andrews was going to have some big games coming up. So I think Baltimore knows they need to get him involved. This isn't a guy that's only been producing like, you know, half of last year or whatever. He's one of their best playmakers. And I'm not saying this because I'm a Baltimore homer. I truly believe they will start to get him more and more involved as the season progresses. But also worth noting here, Govin, something I brought up on Sunday, Baltimore wants to run the football. We've seen that. They had a great game with Derrick Henry. You saw that. Lamar Jackson, again, good with his legs. And then Justice Hill started to get more and more involved as well. I think mm-hmm. they're trying to put Lamar Jackson in a spot to win football games. So, and that's what Baltimore is doing right now, especially with them starting out so slow. I think as they start to hit their stride, Mark Andrews will start getting more and more involved. I don't know how you feel about the Mark Andrews thing. For me, I'm personally not dropping with how bad tight end has been.
It's difficult because Andrews is killing a lot of people right now in tight ends that are drafted that high. Mark Andrews has been top five tight end the last few years, but the likely blow up happens late last year. You see a shift to even a more heavy run approach for the Baltimore Raven offense, Mike. I think I love to buy low on guys. I love it. I love to say, getting Derrick Henry after like his first 2 weeks, if you tried to trade for him right away, that was a nice move because he didn't light it up the first 2 weeks like he has lit it up the last two. So who is that guy now? Is Mark Andrews one of those guys? I just don't think so. I think the offense is too varied. There's too much going on, too many people there, and running is their way to victory. And running, by the way, Mike, overall point, we're looking now at a real, real era shift here. Running the football is coming back big time. Look around, listen to other podcasts. You can see it with the snap shares and the play diagrams and the calls and the game scripts that are going on in 2024, Mike. Running the ball is cool again, and it's happening a lot.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Especially when you got a guy like Derrick Henry, who is like a fine wine, man. He just gets better with age. I love that game on Sunday.
It's amazing.
Huge win against the Bills.
87-yard run? Insane.
Yeah. He's running up guys that are, yeah. He's running guys that are 10 years younger than him. So, and he's a bulldozer. So
I love it.
I love the Derrick Henry move. I loved it when we brought him in. And I think they're going to get especially in the postseason here, which Baltimore is known for just shitting the bed in the postseason. Apparently, I think they'll lean on Henry as well. But here's the thing I want to bring up as well. To your point, exactly what I was going to say is if you bought low on Derrick Henry, you're obviously singing pretty high right now. But at the same time, too, Mark Andrews could very well be in that boat. I really do think that because I think for the most part, yes, they're going to be more of a run heavy team. But I think they also want to be balanced on offense. And I think Mark Andrews could see that. Here's the thing. It's only 4 weeks, right? I'm not looking to drop a guy after 4 weeks for a guy like Mark Andrews. We're not talking about a guy that you drafted like tight end 11 or tight end 12. You drafted him as a top three tight end. That's like saying for me, it's like dropping just Travis Kelce. I would pick up another tight end and wait for Mark Andrews to come around, but I certainly can't drop him right now. Give it another week or two.
Let's look at some of the top scoring tight ends in fantasy football so far this season. Now, this is a PPR league, just to give you guys some type of understanding of what I'm showing you. This is from the Palazzo Podcast Invitational, which is a half point PPR, I think.
Mm-hmm. Half point, yeah.
And these are all non-buys, so nobody's got an advantage here. Like everyone's played the same amount of games to this point. Dallas Goedert, George Kittle, Brock Bowers, Cole Kmet, likely is still sixth somehow just because of that one game.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, Pat Freiermuth's been a little consistent, but none of these guys, look at some of these guys. They're just
like, look at Trey McBride, Dalton Kincaid. Those guys were higher picks.
Travis Kelce. Four weeks of action. Some of these look like a big game in like the college level sometimes. That's what some of these lines look like. It's just not there right now. And Tucker Kraft, by the way, looks to be more of an option than Mr. Musgrave does in Green Bay, if you're looking at the Green Bay tight end situation. Yeah. And also, I called it. Sam Porter did play Monday night. Called it. Played and played well. Just want to let you guys know because people were giving me shit like, dude, I don't know if that's going to happen. But the guy is tough as nails.
You called that earlier in the week, too, on Tuesday.
Thank you.
It wasn't on a Sunday show. It was on a Tuesday show.
Yes. So earlier in the week. I'm here for you.
The other thing I want to talk about, too, with tight ends, since we're talking about this shit landscape of tight ends, Kyle Pitts dropping another dud. he just needs to get the fuck out of Atlanta, man. I don't know what it is with him.
I don't know.
Did you see the post-game interview with Raheem Morris when he said, when they asked him about like, hey, what's with that? He's like, man, stats are for losers.
Thank you, Jesus.
What? Did they draft him fourth overall?
Yeah, they drafted him in the top 10. There's no doubt about it. Him and Bijan together. Bijan did have a big run that was called back, right? So that sucks for him. Between Breece Hall, Bijan, all these talented players.
Shitty holding call, man. I don't know if you watched any of that game, but it was literally like he had the ball and he was already past the guy that was holding. So, and it was a very ticky tack at that to begin with. They should have let that play stand. It should have been a touchdown.
Damn!
Okay. Well, hey, look, you know, you got to listen to your heart. CMC right now is looking like he might be out like for a long time. I keep telling you guys this. It doesn't look good. Even Mike said this last week. We both agreed that he went to Germany and CMC is not getting any healthier. If anything, Mason has really helped them. Jordan Mason's been awesome this year. He's been probably the waiver wire ad of the season. Most likely, if he wasn't already on your benches or on your league's bench somewhere for somebody who was handcuffing CMC.
Yeah, I think a lot of places he was probably drafted, but if, in case he wasn't, and if we're going to throw him in the mix for waiver wire out of the year, I think that's it. Okay. Curtis Martin, fan for life, 28. What's up, man? I don't think I've seen you here. Curtis Martin.
Pittsburgh. Famous Hall of Fame.
Yeah, yeah. Rashi Rice in a dynasty league. I have David Montgomery and a mid second for Rice. So he's saying Demont in a second for Rice. I'd be getting Rice. Should I do it? So, all right. So he's going to be dealing... He's going to be dealing David Montgomery in a second for Rice. I would not do this.
The season already over? I know it's Dynasty, so you're looking long term.
Rashi Rice will likely be back next season from because it's earlier in the year, obviously, where he did it. He's going to be out for the rest of the year. So, but David Montgomery also not the youngest of spring chickens here, there though, Gove. So, but a mid second seems a little high. That's a lot for Rashi Rice. I would, if I'm going to do this trade, I would probably lessen that mid second.
Yeah. Hey, just because it's Dynasty doesn't mean you can't compete and win now. People get caught up in that trap. I'm building for the future in Dynasty, but you can win now. It's still a title to be won every year, folks. And I love looking with the long lens of Dynasty. That's why I love Devy Leagues where they do college player drafts and shit. I love that stuff. But no, I don't think I could do this deal. I wouldn't want to trade for a guy with an ACL problem. And the suspension still lingers. That's going to still have to be time served. Good so point. That's a bad outlook even for Dynasty with Rice, okay? I'm sorry.
He says, thanks, guys. Absolutely, Curtis, Martin fan. Make sure you check us out on Sundays, 11:15 Eastern. If you haven't done so already, like and subscribe to the YouTube channel, man, here. I guarantee you one thing. You may not always win every Sunday, but you're going to get your questions answered on this show all the time. So,
look at this guy. Look at this pro.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Virginia. He's got. He does it. He knows what he's doing. Hey. Best host of the business, folks.
Yeah, right. Go. Everyone's screaming for you for putting your little voodoo spin here on Malik Nabers playing. Will he play? Call your shot right now, Gove. Will he play this weekend?
Well, let's give Jamie credit first because he's telling us now Nabers will play this weekend. Okay, Jamie, we're gonna lock you in. First come, first serve. I'm going to agree with him. I think since it was a Thursday night game, a little extra time allows him to be ready to go. So I'm going to join Jamie and say that Nabers will play because Brian Daboll is a desperate man.
Yeah, and the concussion there is obviously something that I know the league is very, very finicky with. Here's my thing. I would not be surprised if he sat just because of how sensitive the league is to the fact of concussions and head injuries and give him enough time to get back. But I also wouldn't be surprised if he played. So a lot of people are like, well, Mike, which one is it? I'm going to lean more towards like the 60-40 here of him not playing. And then Rugrat is in my league. I'm not playing him this week, but I just think they'll err on the side of caution.
Thank you, hey, Curtis.
Woo! Curtis, thank you, brother.
That's for you, buddy.
Utah.
Curtis, give me two. Thanks, brother. This is the Palazzo Podcast. Up next, some shitty commercials just for you.
Gove, can I get into another guy that I want to talk about for the waiver wire here?
Bring it forth.
So I've talked about my top two ads already, Dontayvion Wicks and Trey Sermon. My third guy that I want to talk about is Xavier Leggett of the Carolina Panthers. Obviously, we saw Adam Thielen go down.
Yep.
With that hamstring injury. I am coming around on Andy Dalton.
I saw
10 targets there in Carolina. And he has a pretty solid matchup this week again as well. I'm going to bring him up actually right now. He gets the Bears. But in his week four matchup, he saw 10 targets for 66 yards and a touchdown. Also two rushing attempts for 10 yards. So they're going to get creative with getting him in the offense here. Chicago, I think, is a, I know they're higher ranked here against the pass. I think this is a team that you can't score on, though. So, especially with bye weeks coming up, he's got a juicy week 7 matchup coming up against Washington. Atlanta can be thrown on as well. So, if he's going to see double digit targets or anywhere between 8 to 10 targets here, go. This is Jonathan Mingo, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to screw with you. This is my intentional effort to, because I like Mingo. I like Mingo a lot. I loved him last Mingo year.
You like him over Leggett?
I do. I'm going to say this, and this could be risky too. I want to say this. It is risky for me to say what I'm saying. These words are controversial. But Mingo was a first-round pick last year. First-rounder, I believe? He was a guy that they invested in last year. Well, they didn't have a first-rounder last year. Sorry, he was their second-rounder because they traded away the top pick so that the Bears could draft Caleb Williams and also get DJ Moore. Nobody forgets that trade. But I like Mingo. He's been here a little bit longer. Leggett's talented, though. They clearly like him. I think it's really a toss-up, though, and you're probably... My gut's kind of telling me you might be right.
Always love to hear that. I also love it when my wife tells me that, too, which is equally, if not better.
Great job.
Thanks a lot, wife's wife.
Yeah, which hardly ever happens. But between Leggett and Mingo, obviously, we all know that Deontay Johnson's the alpha in that receiving room, but... Does Jonathan Brooks come back this week, too? Do they open his practice window?
PUP list should be over, and the Brooks era, that's something to talk about, who is, let's see, his roster percentage on Yahoo is at 67%, and the practice window won't open yet, according to Dave Canales, as of yesterday, but that doesn't mean it won't change.
Yeah, if he's out there floating around your league here, guys, make sure you go get him, because I do think he'll have value. I think Chuba Hubbard won't go away. But maybe for a guy like Miles Sanders, his snap share probably decreases here a little bit. So Jonathan Brooks is a very talented rookie out of Texas. Make sure you guys add him if he's out there. He's floating around in some leagues, obviously only 67% rostered. So make sure you guys go get him. If you have an IR spot, especially stash him.
Stash. So overall, how many leagues are you in this year, Mike?
5.
5 leagues. Okay. I think I'm in four plus 3
this week.
Oh, okay. 2 and 3. All right. I'm in 8 leagues, I believe. Jaden Daniels, guys, has been a huge boost for me. I drafted him multiple times, and he keeps showing up. But what's more interesting to me is Brian Robinson Jr. He keeps getting carries. Yeah, he keeps making plays, and he's a crucial part of the offense. It's not all just being dumped on Jaden Daniels in Washington. Brian Robinson Jr. is a factor here. Wasn't he also shot last year? I mean, talk about players that were shot. Yeah, right? And he came back quick. Incredible.
I went to the Commanders open practice, or I was actually on the field for practice one last year, and walked into the locker room with Brian Robinson. I was not with him, but behind him. He didn't know I was behind him. But I was walking with somebody, and he is a massive, massive, massive human
shoulders,
being.
Delts.
Just tall, yeah, and tall wise. He's just, it doesn't do it justice on television.
Tall running backs.
Yeah, he's a big boy. Jonathan Allen is another guy who's just a massive human being. Like, it's crazy. Anyways, Brian Robinson and Jeremy McNichols is a guy that had touchdowns on Sunday as well. Here's the thing I want to ask you, too. I know you're not in on him. It's going to be the Brian Robinson show. Maybe Eckler's going to be coming back. I would not be looking to add McNichols but the deepest of leagues. Because I think when Eckler comes back, McNichols' value obviously decreases here a little bit. But it's nice that he had a good game. I think in your 14-16 team leagues, maybe that's something that you can look at. But back to my point here with Washington, and a question I want to ask you. Don't you think their offenses are very similar between Baltimore and Washington? Like, they both want to run the ball a lot. And they want to run the ball between the tackles with Robinson. They have athletic quarterbacks and Daniels and Lamar. Receivers aren't necessarily the greatest. Like, they have a Terry McLaurin to a Zay Flowers. Like, is that a good comp?
I don't know. I feel like McDaniel's more in control, or Jaden Daniels is more in control and cool, calm, and collected. He's like, he reminds me of actually Cam Ward, who's a quarterback at Miami, who pulled off a miracle win last Friday night against Vatek.
Which was bullshit, awesome. By the way. Virginia Tech won that game.
I think it actually was. I mean, I already took – Vatek got 17 points in that game, so it was already a win to take those points. But they should have won. You're right. They got kind of screwed. Yeah. But Cam Ward reminds me of another guy who could come out next year who's like Jaden Daniels. His body language is so chill. Some people think that Cam Ward almost doesn't care. He's that chill on the field for Miami. It's really impressive. So Jaden Daniels has always shown that. And I was thinking about this on my drive home from work today, Mike, for the Tigers game, which they won. They beat the Houston Astros, who have been one of the most dominant teams in baseball for the last 10 years. That was awesome. In case you didn't hear about that, Palazzo Podcast, 2Ls, 2Zs.
Give me two.
And I was thinking about Jaden Daniels came here to play Michigan State when he was at Arizona State under Herm Edwards. A lifetime ago, he was a quarterback at Arizona State under Herm Edwards. And he came here to East Lansing to take on the Spartans, and he was a freshman. And he looked impressive in moments there. I remember seeing that, like, oh, this kid's got something. And now he is this... Daniels is totally for real, man. There is nothing fake about what's happening in Washington at all. At all.
Another team that is maybe possibly out to get a guy like maybe Davante Adams. I still think he lands in New York when it's all said and done, but Washington should be also targeting him there as well. Wouldn't that be cool to have a Terry McLaurin and Davante Adams on either side with Daniels? That'd be sweet.
I mean, dude. I remember Dan Quinn took the Falcons to the Super Bowl, and of course they lost in epic fashion. But maybe that's because of Kyle Shanahan, not Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn might be a really good head coach overall. We're seeing it return already.
Yeah, I like Dan Quinn a lot. I thought it was a good move for Washington. Obviously a defensive-minded guy, but and the defense necessarily hasn't been great. But they looked good against Arizona. Kyler Murray looked lost. And they also played well in the secondary as well. Not a lot of open spots there for him to throw to. So I know they were without Trey McBride, but they got some weapons over there in Arizona with Marvin Harrison Jr. And Michael Wilson and some of these other guys.
You play to win the game.
There it is, right on cue. Joe asked for it, and you get it, Joe. That's what the Palazzo Podcast does for you here.
You play to win the game.
That is true. You do. That's what you play for. Hey, look, Rugrats thing, a good comp, but still a completely different organization.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, whatever.
So I don't know if he's talking for the Adams suite. Okay, he's referring to Davante Adams. He's talking Bills, Washington, and the Jets are maybe the main suitors here. I don't know if he goes to a team like Buffalo, because here's the thing too, like you're gonna look at the higher market teams because he's still owed I think $17.5 million, or somebody's gonna have to pay him $10 million this year, and he's also owed 2025 and 2026, so someone's gonna have to eat that money on his contract, and they also want a conditional second round pick. This is going to be very, very, very hard to get this deal done, in my opinion. But if a team's going to get it done, a team like the Jets, Washington, possibly Buffalo, they're winning anyways. I know they got their asses kicked against Baltimore, but they'll bounce back. I would not be surprised if he went to either three of these teams, but I would rank them Jets. I would put them in the reverse order. I would go Jets, Washington, and then maybe like a team like Buffalo.
I sound like Tucker Carlson, huh? Wow. No one's ever told me that. That's a new one. Thanks, Spencer. I appreciate that. You kind of look like Buster Posey, maybe. Is that you in there? New head man of the San Francisco Giants?
I was going to say, new GM.
He's in Zaidi out. How about that, huh? Yeah. This is the first one. Thanks, Spencer. Subscribe, like. We'd love to have you here, especially if you love Tucker Carlson. But if you hate Tucker Carlson, then I feel like this is a bad thing. So you tell me.
I think he subscribed last week, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh!
Thank you, Spencer, for being here.
Great job.
Thanks, Spence. Oh, Pete's here, our old reliable. Hi, Pete. Hey, buddy. Yeah. Good to see Pete here. He's just checking in. Milton doesn't know he's doing all right.
This is also a good call here too, Chad, because Dallas, I think, is maybe reeling here a little bit and needs to make a sexy splash play here. A guy on the other side of CeeDee Lamb and a guy like Davante Adams, Jerry can afford a guy like Davante Adams. He has $25 million in cap space. I don't know if that's true or not, but could you see a guy like Davante Adams going to a team like Dallas?
Yeah, of course I could. Yeah, they love to pay. They love to pay people like that. They love to screw around and screw things up. So
here's another one. Philly, like AJ Brown. No way. Yeah, they have AJ Brown. They have Devonta Smith. They have Jahan Dotson. They have Dallas Goedert. I don't know if he's in Philly. Yeah. Plus they got Saquon Barkley. Like they don't need another mouth to that. They want to keep their guys happy.
I want to. Yeah. Thanks, Spencer.
Spencer says Buster made it a little further. Oh, we love Tucker. And yes, I did subscribe. Glad you remembered. Of course, man. We know our guys here. Thank you for being here.
All right. I want to give you this week's buys. There it is. My Lions are off. Lions crush Seattle. And God, that offense is Lions offense now. Buy everybody. Jameson Williams, Jameer Gibbs, David Montgomery, Sam Laporta, Jared Goff. It's a party. And then the Chargers. Mike's Chargers, who are not going to go this week. And then the Eagles and Titans are off. So good time for the Eagles to regroup after a blowout loss to Tampa on the road. I told you Tampa owns Philly, everybody. I said that here on the show. They just own them. They do. So it doesn't matter what's going on with Philly. Look who's here. Blizzard. I don't think I've seen this guy in a while. It's been a minute.
What's up, dude? He says, hey, guys, which side of the dynasty tree would you prefer, Tua and Reed or Dobbins, Stafford, and Jamo? Who do you like here? It's also worth noting that Tua is possibly or reportedly possibly coming back in week eight. So that's something to keep in mind here with this question. Which side do you like here? It's a dynasty trade. So you get Tua and Reed, or do you like Dobbins, Stafford, and Jamo?
Man, Tua, possibly. I can't trust Tua at all, but Jaden Reed is a badass. I love Jaden Reed. He can do everything. He can run the ball. He can catch the ball. Yards after the catch. He's got hands. He's got moves. He's got route running down. Reed is just an excellent receiver. But I could also have Dobbins, who's, you know, showing life this year.
Injuries.
Older running back. He's only 25, but he's an old man. Derrick Henry's 30. Come on. Why can't J.K. Dobbins be like Derrick?
I'm saying more so for the fact than the injuries aspect of it. The injuries make him an older, an older running back. So
I just trying to compare him to Derrick Henry. So clearly that's bullshit.
The knee injuries, the Achilles, it's I'm very happy for J.K. Dobbins. He was here in Baltimore with us. I'm glad. I just don't see that continuing with the injuries. We've just had too much history and too much data to support that. So I look at this move here, Gove, is obviously I don't like Stafford in a dynasty perspective because he's a little bit longer in the tooth. Tua with the concussions, I think that's kind of a wash, honestly. So I look at this kind of as a, like, who would you rather have in dynasty, Jaden Reed or Waymo Jamo?
Good call. I'd rather have Reed. I love Jamo's big play potential, but Reed is like, yeah, okay, there it is. So we take the Reed side. If you just, that's a good way to simplify it too. Do what Mike did there. Don't just focus on all the names. Start washing guys out and be like, okay, that's a wash. It's like when you play cornhole, your bag washes out the other bag. Just wash it away. You know what I mean? Oh.
Right. KJ Frederick, I don't think I've seen you in here before, man. If you're new here, make sure you like and subscribe to the Palazzo Podcast YouTube channels, 2 L's 2 Z's, right? Come on in, get your questions answered. We do shows on Tuesdays and Sundays. Okay, so if you want your start to say questions answered on Sunday, join us at 11:15 Eastern.
And we give it back to you.
That's right.
That's what we do here.
The people.
That's right, KJ. That's what we're known for, okay? He wants to know, should I drop Juwan Jennings for Wicks or Trey Tucker? This is an interesting one. Full point PPR. I'll start with you, Goff.
Nope. Do not drop Jennings for Tucker, but maybe for Wicks for sure, but not for Tucker, even though I love Tucker.
Yeah, I would probably do this for Wicks. Trey Tucker for me, again the situation in Las Vegas is not good. They don't score a lot of points. That Cleveland Las Vegas game was so fucking hard to watch, man. It was just a terrible football game.
I would never. You watched that? Oh man, I'm so sorry.
I was on Red Zone. It's like one of those things where like no other games are on, so they have to play that one.
Why are you doing this to me?
Yeah. So I look at the I would do this for Wicks. He's going to be the number two there while Watson is out. Jennings is third, fourth in the pecking order. So I would drop Jennings for Wicks because I think Wicks will have a little bit more value than Jennings. But if you have somebody else to drop here too, I would probably do that first. There's got to be somebody else on your bench that you could drop for him.
I really like Jennings a lot. I mean, Jennings for Wicks makes sense because he's hot this week, but I'm telling you, Jennings is a real deal in that offense now. I don't care what happens going forward. He has Purdy's attention. Purdy likes Jennings. Yeah, there's value there. So I wouldn't necessarily say, oh, I'm dropping Jennings for Wicks no matter what. It's not a no-brainer.
Yeah. I don't even know how the hell to say this name. Maragama Refrigerator. Probably just botched the shit out of that. Would you trade Jackson Smith and Jigba, Chuba Hubbard? I believe he's talking about Caleb Williams, Mike Williams.
Jamo? There's James a lot of Williams. That's too vague.
Yeah, we need to know there, whoever you are. For Devontae Adams and Rodgers, would you do this trade?
I gotta know who the Williams is.
Yeah,
have to know the Williams.
Let us know.
Yeah. Let us know. I'm gonna pause and we'll hold off till Maragma Scram Draft Shamba Jabber gets back to us. So.
Look at this. Curtis Martin, fan for life, who is a new subscriber here, says, you two together are a dynamic duo. Keep this up. Your channel will soar because you're welcoming in the show and show love to the new viewers, and y'all are very humble. Keep it up. Hey, Curtis, I appreciate that, man. Wow. Thank you very much.
It's touching, especially from a newcomer like this. I mean, we got regulars in here just take us for granted.
I have been called a lot of things in my life. Dynamic has not been one of them.
So. You're dynamic. You kidding me? You do football. You do baseball. You have a job that's in a completely different field. You have kids. Solid. You do all kinds of things. Dynamic certainly qualifies as a verb, adjective, or whatever it is for Mr. Mike Virginia. Lock that in.
Thank you. Curtis, I appreciate it, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
If you really want to help us out here too, go to your Twitter channel and tweet out and get other people to come here. Bring your friends.
We're trying to get to 1,000 subs. Tell everybody you know. We're trying to get to 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. So if you're popular and people like you, Curtis, we'd love to take advantage of it.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. We got the answer to the who the Williams is. It is indeed Caleb. So would you trade JSN, Chuba, and Caleb Williams for Adams and Rodgers?
No.
I would not either. I would rather have you know what?
This is redraft this is as far as we know.
Yeah.
Let's wash out Rodgers for Williams. Let's wash that out. So then we got JSN and Chuba for Adams. Devontae Adams for JSN and Chuba. And with Jonathan Brooks coming back, that hurts Chuba's value. So maybe it is the Devontae side.
I'm going to give it very, very slight edge to the Adams side in hopes that his situation improves. I can't believe they're not going to send him to – if they do deal him, he's probably going to go to contender. So if you get to stack a guy like Rodgers and Adams, I would hope that this is a backup quarterback maybe that you're rostering on your bench. If you're rostering and starting either Williams or Rodgers, ugh. But if Adams indeed does go to New York, then you get to stack there with Rodgers and Adams. So that's how I would lean. Are we agreeing on that there, Gov?
Yeah, I like your lean. I want to let you know, though, Aaron Rodgers does have a swollen knee.
He does.
He is on the questionable tag this week right here, just so everyone knows.
He'll play. Feeling a little banged up and his knee is a little swollen. Nothing, a little ice and some ibuprofen won't cure here. This is a good question here. Is it Parayko? I don't think I've seen
it either, man. Parayko!
Like and subscribe to the YouTube channel, please, please, please. It takes 2 seconds. We'll get all of your questions answered. We'll be here all night. We'll help you out as much as we possibly can.
Don't promise something you can't guarantee, Mike. Come on now.
Oh, I can guarantee it. I can guarantee it. Lock it in.
Oh, wow. Wow!
If it's not on here, it'll be on Twitter or our Discord, which is also free, so you guys can get in there and ask questions.
24/7.
Not just from me and Govier, but other really, really good minds.
It's not just Palazzo. It's HBO.
Exactly. This is a good question. What happens to Garrett Wilson rest of season if indeed Devontae Adams goes to the Jets? Is it obviously that hurts Garrett Wilson here a little bit, but what does that do for him? Like, is he take a big hit? Is it a kind of a maybe a seat back, or does his value increase because maybe teams are going to be focused more on Devontae?
No, you know whose value will increase the most? It'll be Alan Lazard's, because both these guys will be constantly covered, and Alan Lazard will have a field day underneath being the third man 24/7. That's how I see this if this happens.
It'll be a 3-touchdown game for Alan Lazard the first week that it happens, and Devontae Adams and Garrett Wilson will do absolutely jack shit. So
exactly.
That's exactly how it'll happen.
Lock it in. Yeah, thanks, Parayko. That's a good one.
I just want to touch on it real quick. Garrett Wilson's value obviously does take a hit because Devontae Adams has the rapport with Aaron Rodgers. That's common sense. But to Govier's point, that's going to be a really crowded receiving room as is. So Garrett Wilson was a back end wide receiver, like towards the end of the first round there. I think he's probably mid to back second with that hit. So
rough times out there, talent. Man.
Yeah,
rough times out there. There's no doubt about it. Also, this is a good call by Chad. OBJ is on the PUP list, opening his window here for the Dolphins. No, I don't like it either, man. OBJ is just continually falling away to being irrelevant, but
he's
technically
forever.
Yeah, he exists. I also say here quickly, Chad, you're right. Snoop Huntley, Tyler Huntley needs more time in the offense. I think he could be better and at least more serviceable than he was on Monday night against Tennessee. That was just Tennessee's defense is actually, it's a solid D. It's not the most elite defense in the NFL, but they got a solid defense in Tennessee, and that's worth mentioning in that Miami victory for Tennessee.
Yeah. Hey, really quick, I want to touch on this. I know this is not a baseball show. We only got like 5 more.
Oh,
off talk. I love Tyler Holden next year as a buy. I love how they use him as a Swiss Army knife. They use him as an opener. They use him sometimes as a closer in the eighth inning. I love this call that they're doing this tomorrow. I think this is great.
All in one show?
Yeah, I don't think I've seen him in here either. Have you seen him before?
I've seen this name on Twitter. He might have popped in once. I might have started following him. Welcome, All in One Show. What's your show about? What's it like?
Yeah, we would love to know. If you're new here, and if you are indeed new, make sure you like and subscribe to the YouTube channel. We get your questions answered. Need some help. Currently 0-4. Ooh. Just traded Bijan, and I believe this is Juwan Jennings, for Kittle, Gibbs, and Swift. What do you feel? How do you feel about that?
If it's PPR, I kind of like it. I love Gibbs in PPR big time. He had a great game Monday night, a couple touchdowns, does what he does. And there'll be more of that rest of season. Swift, also, we should give credit. DeAndre Swift had a big bounce back game. Everyone talked about Roschon Johnson, including yourself. And he did score a touchdown. So you weren't like, Roschon was clearly number two to Swift's one, with Herbert being totally out of the picture in that game. So you nailed that part, Mike. Yeah. But, yeah, Swift, if he can get it going and there's, I can see more of that, which I was totally against happening rest of season, then maybe I'd take the Swift side.
I'd take the Swift side as well. I hate losing a guy like Bijan, but I think Gibbs is probably, honestly, I'm ready to admit this, I think he might be the better fantasy back.
Yeah, he's straight up.
Right now, yeah. And not to mention you get Kittle. Like, Juwan Jennings is going to be third, fourth in that pecking order there, and you get a guy like Kittle who's obviously higher than Jennings. If you need tight end, that's a good move. And then Swift, you got to hope for more games like that. And I'm glad that the Roschon Johnson lit a fire under his ass. So
yeah, that's cool. Me too.
Mike, what's up, Mike? And third Mike here.
Another Mike. Oh, my God. Yeah. Wow.
Woo. Gauvier, I promise. What running back do you think I could get for guys like Michael Pittman and Xavier Worthy? Mike, we talked about it earlier in the show, man. It's hard to answer that question. It'd be, there's a lot of running backs for us here, but, you know, to target off of this list, but it'd be interesting to know what guys you're targeting and who your other running backs are. Michael Pittman, I think his value increases with a guy like Joe Flacco at the helm.
Big time.
Well as Josh Downs and Alec Pierce. So I think his value takes – this is a 39-year-old quarterback we're talking here, folks, over a guy they drafted with a number two overall pick, I believe, or third overall pick with Anthony Richardson.
Number four overall. Out.
Yeah. He hasn't been ruled out yet, but he's got a hip pointer, I believe. But
they're calling it oblique now is what they're saying.
Oblique. Okay. So – I don't know, and off the top of my head, you know, a guy that you can maybe target for these guys, like, it's a lot. That's two players, right? Xavier Worthy's value probably increases now with Rashee Rice out, so you're giving up quite a bit, in my opinion. So I would target a low end RB1 or a high end RB2. You know, maybe like a Devon Achane. I think that's a guy that you can probably target as a buy low. Maybe somebody's willing to deal him. I don't think you're getting a top five back or even a top six or seven back, but I think anywhere in between that 8 to 12 range is maybe something where I would start.
Can't do it.
No, you can do it. Definitely make those moves. Good call. We got a couple minutes left, so let's pound these out here. Chad is right about this Sterling Shepard season, because Trey Palmer and Jalen McMillan will be out for Thursday Night Football. That is something to at least consider if you're looking for a one-week, bye-week wide receiver replacement, Sterling Shepard of the Bucs. I like it.
Okay, yeah. All in one show. I hope we answered your question there, man.
Yeah. Look who's here. Fantasy Sports.
Yeah. Should I drop Zay Flowers or JSN and claim any of Raheem Shaheed, Wicks, Brian Thomas Jr., Chase
Brown, Thomas Jr.,
Kareem Hunt, or Raheem Mostert? I don't know if I'm willing to drop any of these guys. I don't think I can drop Flowers. Yeah, I can't drop Zay. I don't know if I'm willing to drop JSN, but if I had to drop one of these guys, yeah. I would drop smaller JSN. League? Yeah, it looks like it. I would go after a guy like Brian Thomas. I think I would make the move for Brian Thomas, move on from JSN to Brian Thomas, who also caught another touchdown on Sunday. So
I told you guys, the Jags, I told you, they got murdered, but see, this is the NFL. It's really tough to go back, but they covered against Houston. They did.
Yeah, fantasy sports, that's what we're doing, man. JSN for Brian Thomas Jr. Hey there, L's and Z's. Rank these four rest of season half-point PPR. Garrett Wilson, Drake London, Brandon Ayuk, Zay Flowers. Go ahead, Goff.
I'm going to say London, Wilson, Flowers, Ayuk.
Okay, I'm going to go London, Ayuk, Wilson, Flowers. That's how.
Okay, we get disagreement there.
Again, don't know how to say his name. Brandon Leonard boards is what he said. My QBs are Richardson and Rodgers. If I do this trade, so kind of scary. But neither Chuba or JSN start for me, so I feel like it's a decent risk to reward. There you go. Good deal.
Yeah.
Rugrat says, go get Hubbard, Brooks, Singletary, Chubb for Pittman or Worthy.
Ooh. Oh, you want to make that trade is what he's saying. Okay, interesting.
Hubbard, Brooks.
Chubb will be back. Chubb for Pittman. Chubb's coming back. Worthy.
I'm not really sure I understand the question.
I think it was related to that. Wasn't this the trade deal with Worthy Spacer?
You're right, Should I trade Achane for Walker III? This is a good question. Code Red, I think is how you say it.
Give up Achane.
The YouTube channel.
Yeah, welcome. Trade Achane for Walker?
You doing that?
Yes.
Yes. I'm doing that as well.
I'm going to do it.
Yep. Same here.
But they're both competitive backfields. There's a lot going on in both those backfields. Let's be clear.
In fact, I love Kenneth Walker. I am a little bit biased here, but it is very close. I think Achane's value increases with Tua coming back.
Hey, Charles.
Charlie, what's up, man? Who, by the way, shout out, hit the round of applause here button because Charles did hit in his league, his fantasy baseball league, for 2 years in a row now.
Genius, genius,
genius. Charles, you're the man, dude. Congratulations.
Rough year for him as well on another level, but
yes.
I'm glad that you were able to still be here with us, man, and kudos to you for winning this ship for 2 years in a row. Very, very, very fun. Good for you.
You're the man. All right. Well, it's 8 o'clock. That's it. We've done it.
Oh, hang on real quick. I want to talk about something else. Okay. Fantasy Sports says, thanks, guys, for the advice and suggestion for the live shows. I won my fantasy baseball league. Thank you for being there for all the baseball fans throughout the year. Absolutely, man. Thank you. This is what we do. This is why we do what we do for a living here. We don't get paid by anybody. This is what we want. We want to help people out. We love talking fantasy sports. Obviously, Gobi and I are big fantasy baseball and fantasy football fans. So, very, 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 very good. Great stream, by the way. Need consistent fantasy streams.
Wow.
We'll definitely be back. Thank you.
Wow, dude.
Thank you.
Thank you.
People all right, love last us tonight. One it's nice.
Yeah, exactly. I appreciate all the love and all the comments, guys. Real quick, last one and we're out of here. Walker looked good last night. That Jake cut he made on the tight in the fourth quarter. It's unbelievable to run it back across field. Absolutely. I love Kenneth Walker. I loved him in Michigan State, too. Great ad there.
He made Mel Tucker, who ended up having that sex scandal thing he got fired for, but it was the 2021 season, I believe, that Kenneth Walker was a monster, came as a transfer from Wake Forest because of NIL, the transfer portal, and as long as he can stay healthy, man, Charbonnet's a thorn in his side in that backfield, but yes, Walker is a god. He's got incredible physical talents, and Seattle offense, Geno Smith, we didn't mention him at all, dude. He threw for 400 yards. He's having a huge season right now, and he's still less than 50% rostered on Yahoo.
You said that in week two, I believe, to have everybody go out and get Geno. So kudos to you. The cream always rises to the top here. Kenneth Walker will still get the lion's share of the carries there, but Zach Charbonnet should still be rostered in your league.
Yes. No doubt. Oh, there it is.
This always happens. Always fucking happens here. He's a Baltimore fan, though. Always had time for
a look at the Maryland flag. I see that. Nice. Yeah.
And the Ravens and O's there. Would you drop Jaylen Warren for Chase Brown in PPR? Yes, I would do that.
I would, because I really like Chase Brown. Two touchdowns against the Panthers. Moss and him are in the mix there. In fact, I'd like to double-check the snap share before we leave, but I would probably do this deal. I would.
And Jaylen Warren's got an injury, too. That backfield in general is just a mess, and it's going to be a three-headed monster now with Cordell Patterson, who also did get hurt. And Najee Harris looked like shit. I don't like anybody in that backfield there for Pittsburgh.
Cordarrelle did not come through like I hoped he would. I was hoping for a big Cordarrelle game that didn't quite work out. It was a 60-40 split between Moss and Brown last week. That's the season high for Brown this season, so that's good news if you like Chase Brown.
Yeah. Gove, anything else before we head out?
No, we did it. We did a hell of a show. We got tons of love tonight. Thank you so much for the support, the subscribing, sharing it with people you know. We're trying to get to 1,000 subs so we can finally start making a little money. You know, you get to 1,000 subs, that unlocks a lot of opportunities, because we would love to do this show full-time if we ever could. It's the dream. It's the ultimate dream. We're not giving up on it. We love this show. We love all of you. Subscribe. 2 L's, 2 Z's. Follow Mike.
Give me two.
At _MikeVA. I'm at MJ Govier. Everybody in the Palazzo Galaxy of Stars would love to have your support. That sound about right, Mike?
Yeah, that's it. Our quest to 1,000 is ongoing. So for those of you guys who subscribe new today, if you have friends, girlfriends, mothers, wives, aunts, uncles, grandma, grandpa, I don't care who.
Holidays are coming up.
Make fake accounts. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. We really greatly appreciate it. And I will second what Gove said. You guys are what make the show fun. We love answering questions. We love all the engagements and everyone being here. Thank you guys very much. And I appreciate all the love tonight.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks, everybody. Mike Virginia, Michael Govier, Palazzo Podcast. We're out of here. We'll be back Sunday morning, 11:15 a.m. Eastern Time, right here. Peace.
Fucking Roethlisberger, the quarterback, was all fucking hug it, chug it, football all night.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.